Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking about Halle Berry complaining she has to pay child support. And I did another video back when Adele had to pay child support. And not only was she complaining, but a lot of women were complaining. Like, hey, child support's not fair. We shouldn't have to pay it, even though we're the ones that make more money. And now, turn out, Halle Berry's kind of in the same boat. She's not happy she has to pay child support. But, you know, the irony is that women never stand up and say, Your Honor, all this money that you're awarding me from my rich husband, the $50,000 or $100,000 a month that I'm getting in child support for my son or daughter that I had with this, you know, ex-NFL player or basketball player or football player or soccer player, whatever you want to call it. I never hear them stand up once and say, oh no, this is way too much money. Little Johnny only needs about $1,200 per month for his school, and nah, they're fine taking it. But the minute it turns around, all of a sudden, it is unjust and unfair. Wait till you hear how Halle Berry complains about this, because this is an injustice and a travesty. Right. Okay. Only when it happens to you. Guys, today's sponsor is me. And if you look at the graphic right next to me, I've got a video out. I put that over on my locals, betterbachelor.locals.com. I will be posting videos over there that are only over there. They're not going to be here on my YouTube channel. I'm doing that because a lot of them are spicy. A lot of them are would be demonetized over here on YouTube. And number three, I get to use adult words and speak like somebody that's not a 12-year-old like I have to over here on YouTube. I can actually talk like a regular person. So in other words, I get to use fun language. You know, all my explicatives that I love. So guys, if you'd like to support my work and you'd like to get extra videos that I'm putting out, it will be over for supporters over on my betterbachelor.locals.com. First month is free if you use the promo code down below the video. So go check it out if you'd like to join the community. There's a great forum of everybody. We have a lot of fun, about 14,000 people over there. And it's a great forum, but that's where my podcasts and my other videos are going to be that are not on here. And now back to me. First, a couple of losses. Number one, Tiffany Graves on Twitter writes, my husband just said that McDonald's quarter pounder meal that he had for lunch was one of the best meals he's had in months. She says, I've cooked for this man since the world shut down in March. I've said it before, I'll say it again. There are a lot of women that'll say, oh, baby, I'll cook for you. Women don't know how to cook. I think guys, because we take care of ourselves, and if we like good food, I think we're better cooks than, I know I'm a pretty darn good cook. I think a lot of guys are figuring out how to cook and women aren't. Second one, and then we'll get into the main story. This girl says, I went on a date with this guy and he paid for himself alone because I brought two of my friends. She says, oh man, some men are heartless. Can you imagine now, like I've said that there's foodie, like it's a foodie call, where women are going out and they're only going on the date to get free food. And then they say, oh yeah, I had a great time. Maybe we'll talk again. And they ghost the guy. There was an article written about this. It is a thing. It is a foodie call instead of a booty call. Well, this girl is so, I guess, oblivious that she invites herself and two of her friends. So they thought all three of them would feed off this guy for free. And who brings their friends on a date? I guess she had a lot of people reply to this, and she said, all of you blaming me is unfair. Nah, a gentleman, yeah, she used two words there, good spelling. I bet you're a college graduate, aren't you? A gentleman would have paid the bills and told me politely after the date. So he would have paid for everybody and then gone to her after the date and said, hey, that really wasn't cool, you brought your friends. And she'd say, oh, sorry, but thank you for the free meal for me and my friends. And then you never talk to them again? Right. She says, that's the best thing to do and not just to act so immature. He was immature for not wanting to pay for her and her two friends. That's immature. Some men love dates with friends and some don't. Right. So next time, I will always ask before taking my friends. I don't know if dating has changed recently, but I've never been on a date where a woman has brought her friend. I don't know. Obviously, it's just a scam, and she's trying to shame men into paying for not only shame men for paying for her food, but now they're trying to scam men to pay their friends' food too. Unbelievable. Okay, main story. I think you guys should be able to zoom. Let me zoom this up so you guys can see the words a little bit better. Halle Berry vents about child support payments, calls the laws outdated. I agree wholeheartedly. Halle Berry, I agree with you 100%. Child support is outdated. So I guess now women shouldn't get child support. Is that what you're saying? She says she's going off on child support payments on Instagram, claiming they are extortion and allowing parents to live a lifestyle they did not earn. Why, Halle Berry, I agree with you wholeheartedly. How refreshing to have a woman stand up for this cause. The actress's comments come after someone brought up the fact that she has to pay ex-boyfriend Gabrielle Aubrey nearly $16,000 a month in child support for their 12-year-old daughter, Nala. She says, and it takes great strength to pay it, Holly replied in the comments section. And by the way, it's wrong in extortion. Oh, you're right, but where are all these women standing up and saying the same thing when they're receiving it? Now, maybe somewhere out there, there is a woman that said, you know what, this is far, far too much money for you to give me for our child. I feel like I'm taking too much from you, my darling. And even though we're going our separate ways, little Johnny does not need, you know, $20,000 or $5,000. Little Johnny doesn't need that every month. So I kept receipts. His bills last month came to about $750. So just pay me the $750. We'll call it even, said no woman ever. And if you guys have links to stories where women have said, no, that's too much money. This is extortion. You're making me accept too much money. I'd love to hear that story because I don't think it exists. But amazing, the minute a woman has to pay, oh, it's extortion. Now, again, guys have said the same thing for a long time. And how much have the laws changed? How much have men gotten support for this? Zero. Now, maybe in some places they have, but most guys are still pretty ticked off. And I have a story after this I'm going to read about that. For years, Halle has tried to get her payments to Gabrielle reduced, but to no avail. The Oscar winner later clarified that she doesn't pay alimony, but does dish out a pretty penny for child support. I'm not going to speak on alimony, as I have never asked for it, nor have I ever paid it. Well, you shouldn't have to ask for it. You're pretty rich, from my understanding. However, as for child support, I feel I can speak on it as I've been paying it for a decade now. I feel if a woman or man is having to pay child support that is way more than the reasonable needs to help support the child, I think that's wrong, she said. I understand some parents, man or woman, may need help, but I also feel that in these modern times, both men and women have the responsibility to financially take care of their children and work hard and make every effort to do so. Again, I'm in complete agreement with her. But again, the only women that really seem to be speaking out against this are the ones that have to actually pay. The ones receiving never say anything. She added, the way many laws are set up, people are allowed to use children in order to be awarded money to live a lifestyle that not only did they not earn, but that is way above and beyond the child's reasonable needs. And that is the wrong and where I see the problem. The laws are outdated and no longer reflect the modern world. Again, you're right, Holly. Why weren't you a proponent of this? And why didn't you feel about this way before you had to start writing checks? According to the court order, Halle will have to continue to pay her ex until Nala is 19 years old, which is nearly 6 years away. Halle was quick to point out that her thoughts are simply her opinion. I can say I'm living it every day, and I can tell you it's hard, she says of her child support situation. I do totally understand the feelings of those men who feel they are and have been taken advantage of by the system. We are in agreement of this. But again, only time women complain is when they're writing the checks. And this is from the New York Times. And this is, this is a couple years ago. But the New York Times writes, skip support, go to jail, lose job, repeat. Now, Halle Berry is writing $16,000 checks every month. That is an exorbitant amount. However, again, I don't hear anybody standing up for the men. I don't hear women that are receiving too much. And this is what happens now. And she has the money. Let's face it. She can do a movie and make $1 million or $2 million. And she's probably got all the child support paid through for the next 6 years. You know, if you make a million and a half, I don't know how much she makes, but if she makes $2 million after taxes, we'll call that $1.5 million. $20,000 a month. $15,000 a month times 12, right? That's $180,000 a year times 10 years would be 1.8 mil. So she's got she does one movie, all the child support is covered for the rest of her life. But what about these guys that are working and having three quarters or half of their paychecks taken out and they don't have enough for rent, they don't have enough for food, they don't have enough for themselves? What happens to them? This is from in North Charleston, South Carolina. By his own telling, the first time Walter L. Scott went to jail for failure to pay child support, it sent his life into a tailspin. He lost what he called the best job I ever had. When he spent 2 weeks in jail, some years he paid, more recently he had not. 2 years ago, when his debt reached nearly $8,000 and he missed a court date, a warrant was issued for his arrest. By last month, the amount had more than doubled to just over $18,000. The warrant his family now speculates loomed large in Mr. Scott's ending. On April 4th, he was pulled over for a broken taillight, fled on foot, and after a scuffle with police, was shot in the back, and he was ended. That was the end of his life. The warrant, the threat of another stay behind bars, and the potential loss of yet another job caused him to run. Brother Rodney Scott said, every job he has had, he's gotten fired from because he went to jail because he was locked up for support. Mr. Scott, whose brother was working as a forklift lift operator, when he died, he got the point where he felt like it defeated the purpose. Now, here's the thing. I don't know if he brandished something towards the officers and they had a justification for ending his life. I don't know if he didn't. I don't know if this was a case of police wrongdoing. I don't know. Let me just be clear about that. So if some of you look up this story, I am not in support of what happened or I am not against what happened. I'm just reading the story. But the point is, this guy kept losing his job. He kept having problems and he felt like he was running out of options. And when he got a warrant out for his arrest, he bailed. And you know, I don't think it's ever good to run from the police. You got to take your lumps, go to jail, try to get it. But if you don't have enough money for a public or an attorney or one that's good, and you know you're just going to go right back in rotten jail again, and then when you get out and try to find work, and they're going to come right after you again because you haven't paid your arrears, and for some reason the system thinks that somehow you can earn money while you're in jail, which you can't, and then you're going to get out and you're going to pay off what you owe, except you can't because you don't have any money. And they say, you're not paying. And the guy's like, I don't have any work. I don't have any money coming in. And they say, okay, well, now we got to put you in jail again. That's a loop. I had a friend of mine that ended himself because he got in a very similar loop where he just got ground into dirt. And there was a point where he's like, I have nothing left to live for. Like, I'm either going to be out trying to find a job in a brief period of time. And usually by the time you're going to get your first or second paycheck, they come and they're like, you haven't been paying. And back into the pokey you go. Walter Scott's passing has focused attention on not just police problems, but also on the use of jail to pressure parents to pay child support. A policy employed by many states today. Threat of jail is considered an effective incentive for people who are able but unwilling to pay. Many critics assert that punitive policies are trapping poor men in a cycle of debt, unemployment, and imprisonment. The problem begins when the child support orders that, at the outset, that can exceeds parents' abilities to pay. When parents fall short, the authorities escalate collection efforts, withholding up to 65% of a paycheck, seizing bank deposits and tax refunds, suspending driver's licenses and professional licenses, and then tossing the guy in jail. How are you supposed to ever make enough money to get yourself out of this endless cycle? They say parents who are truly destitute, and they say parents in this, and I'm sure maybe some women, but let's face it, probably 90, 95%, 98% of this is men. It's almost always happening to men because if women win child custody 85% of times, according to statistics that I've read in other videos, that means that at least 85% of the time it's men having to pay the money in. Okay, so we'll at least say at least 85% of this problem is on men. They say parents who are truly destitute go to jail over and over again for support debt simply because they're poor. Sarah Gurity, a lawyer with the Southern Center for Human Rights, which filed a class action lawsuit in Georgia on behalf of parents incarcerated without legal representation for failure to pay. We see these many cases in which the person is released, they're given 3 months to pay a large amount of money, and then if they can't do that, they're tossed right back in the county jail. How's a guy supposed to pay back $18,000 in arrears when you have 3 months and the first paycheck is usually held? So it gives you 2.5 months to pay back $18,000? Ridiculous, and it's just a cycle. There's no national count of how many parents are incarcerated for failure to pay child support, and enforcement tactics vary from state to state, as do policies such as whether parents face jail time given court-appointed lawyers. But in 2009, a survey in South Carolina found that 1 in 8 prisoners had been jailed for failure to pay child support. 1 in 8. In Georgia, 3,500 parents, in Georgia, 3,500 men were jailed in 2010. The Record of Hackensack, New Jersey reported last year that 1,800 parents have been jailed or given ankle monitors in 2 New Jersey counties in 2013. I'd be really interested to know what's the percentage of these people that were men. I noticed that they're very quick to say parents, 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 but I don't see anywhere in this article where they talk about the statistics of how many men, how many women. Probably because I think that would bring a lot of attention to just how many men are not getting custody and how many women are the ones that are benefiting from getting the cash. I'm just kind of scrolling down through here. I'm scrolling down through here to see, because you guys get the point, and I don't want to kind of drill down on this too far, because I mean it's all kind of the same thing, because they're basically saying what I've said, that he didn't have the ability to pay. And he just got into this debt loop. They show that he remained in a cycle of unpaid child support debt, stints in jail, more threats of time behind bars. The records also show that when Mr. Scott was working in 2011, $125 was deducted from his check each week. He paid $11,400 that year, which included a lump sum payment, but he was behind again in July 2012, and he paid $3,500, his last recorded payment, to avoid jail, and that money came from his parents. So he's taking money from his parents. I'll leave the link down below if you guys want to watch this, but or read through it. But you guys get the point, man. This is affecting at least 85 or up percent of men because of the amount of custody that women get. So this is a problem. Halle Berry, you are right. But unfortunately, the only advocates that are women that ever speak out against the unfair support laws and how much they have to give, the only women that talk about that are women that have to write checks, and we all know that isn't very often. All right, it is time now for the dating profiles of the day. All right, this first profile, I've got a picture of a gentleman here. This is a guy. He's one of my viewers. I took out his name, and we'll just call him, we'll call him Tony. How's that? Yeah, we'll call him Tony. Tony here is 39. He is a very muscular and tall gentleman. He says he's 6'1". He's got good muscles. He's 39. He says, my name is blank. I'm down to earth southern guy living in blank. I took that out. I'm originally from blank. I'm very active and I enjoy anything fun and spontaneous. Nice and simple. He says, hey, I'm 6'1". I'm originally from here. I'm now living here. I'm active and I enjoy anything fun and spontaneous. Sounds like a simple guy. So he matches with this gal here, she is 45. Now he's 39 here, remember, he's 39. He happens to match with this gal that's 45, so he's open-minded. And she seems to be in pretty good shape here, according to her picture. She's a journalist, and she's just a little ways away. So he sent me their conversation, and I think you get a kick out of this. This is their conversation. They matched with each other on November 15th, and she said she sent the first message. Now, why did she send the first message? Probably because he's younger than her by 6 years. He's 6'1", and he looks like this. So, yeah, she's pretty interested. She says, I never met a guy from this area, so you have the whole state to represent. No pressure, LOL. Now, remember, they matched on November 15th. It doesn't say what time she sent that message, but she sent that on November 15th. And then at 7:35 on November 15th, she sent a pair of eyes looking at her profile like, hello, pay attention to me. And then at 11:41 on the same November 20th, she just calls him an a-hole. She didn't respond, or he didn't respond in a, you know, timely manner to her or to him. He didn't respond in a timely manner to her, so she decided to call him names. Hey, welcome to the world of dating, ladies. Happens all the time to guys. Now let's read her profile to see what kind of woman she is. Well, she's new to this area. She's originally from Barbados. She's seeking a long-term relationship. She's gregarious. She's 5'2", 125 pounds. She's 5'2", 125 pounds of compassion, smarts, sugar, sarcasm, adventure, candor, and fortitude. She says, I'm not impressed with how many countries you've visited. I've been traveling since I was in the womb, and I'm surrounded by globetrotters. Impress me with your character, how you treat others, being respectful, kind, a man proud of the legacy you'll leave. One love. So a woman that wants the man to impress her with her character, how well you treat others, being respectful and kind, and to be a man proud of the legacy you'll leave. Her message to this guy after he didn't reply back in a timely manner was, you're an a-hole. Bravo, bravo. It's again, another thing where women are obviously, they're saying what they expect you to be, and she says that she's gregarious and compassionate. Apparently, she wasn't so compassionate when a man didn't get back to her and hurt her feelings. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. I will keep it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, you know, they only complain about child support. They only complain about things when they're receiving the bad news. But if it helps them out and it's a bonus for women, they never complain. Only when it works against them.